Good afternoon, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my Q broadcast for Saturday, February 22nd. This thread began on February 20th. Those of you following along at home doing your own decodes, you can find Q's posts on a number of different websites, including QAnon.pub, QMap.pub, QAlerts.app. If you have an Android device and you'd like to get notifications when Q is posting, QMap and Q Alerts are available in the Google Play Store. I have also been informed recently that the Get Pushed app will give you Q notifications if you install it on your iPhone and then sign up for the Q Alerts updates. My theme for this broadcast is Prepare for the Storm. Since the President's acquittal a few weeks ago in the Senate, things, at least from my perspective, appear to be moving quickly toward the prosecution of corrupt people. If you've been following my recent threads and my videos, podcasts, you know that it's my belief that recent Q posts suggest that significant things are going to transpire in the near future. If the president is going to avoid another attempt to remove him from office, I think he has to act quickly. Q said that Adam Schiff's four-step plan to remove him from office failed and there will be no step five. Well, if there isn't going to be a step five, they have to get these people out of office and get them out of power, or there is going to be a step five. Q has been promising for years that the days of evil people walking free are about to come to an end. But a lot of people, because they've seen these posts so frequently, do not believe that justice is ever going to come. They don't believe these people will be arrested. They believe that things will just continue the way that they have continued. Well, I do not believe that's the case. Either corrupt people are going to be prosecuted, or the president is going to be subjected to another fake congressional investigation. And if that happens, he'll probably face impeachment again. I don't think the president is going to allow that to happen. I believe he is already taking steps that are necessary to remove the threat of bad actors. He doesn't have any other option. One of the things the president is doing to change the playing field in his advantage, it comes in the area of personnel. When Hope Hicks returned to the White House last week, a lot of people made a big deal about it, but the bigger story that most people missed was the addition of Johnny McEntee, a friend of the Trump family, who is going to end the careers of swamp creatures and bring in new people who will support the president. In this Politico article, they talked about Hope Hicks coming back. She's going to be an advisor for Jared Kushner. McEntee will be taking over the presidential office of personnel. And swamp creature Sean Ducey will be going to the State Department. Hopefully Mike Pompeo will put him on a short leash. So, interesting news last couple of days over McEntee. This is a CNN article. President's new personnel head tells agencies to look out for disloyal employees. This is from the Political Insider. At an introductory meeting with White House cabinet liaisons, Johnny McEntee asked for the names of anti-Trump appointees in the administration. I believe McEntee taking over in the Office of Personnel is going to be a huge advantage to the president in draining the swamp. Now, we have more on that. On the 20th, we have this tweet from Natasha Bertrand announcing that Kash Patel would be taking over as a senior advisor to new acting Director of National Intelligence, Richard Grenell. Grenell was just appointed to that position. He was formerly the ambassador to Germany. So, Brog the Frog remembered that Q had dropped a post about Kash Patel back in June of 2018. Q-proof Kash Patel, and Q said, name to remember. So Patel was an aide to Devin Nunes. He's an attorney. He has a background in counterterrorism. He helped write the famous Nunes memo that detailed the improper and illegal actions taken by the Spygate plotters, a memo that was disputed by Adam Schiff, but it was found to be factually accurate after the IG report on Crossfire Hurricane was released. Patel came under attack for his work on the Nunes memo. In February of 2019, he joined the National Security Council. And here's where it gets interesting. On May 10th, 2019, Patel had a 25-minute phone call with Rudy Giuliani. After that phone call, Giuliani made a bunch of calls. And it was not long after that that Ukrainian aid was put on hold. That sequence of events caused some people to accuse Patel of being a back channel of information between Rudy Giuliani and the president. And in this interview that he did with CBS News, he denied the allegation. So plenty of palace intrigue. Catherine Herridge had this report. Source close to the matter tells CBS News that Kash Patel has been chosen as a senior advisor to Rick Grenell, acting head of DNI. Sources said he has they have a mandate to clean house, including top-to-bottom review of DNI operations that were expanded dramatically since 2005. So you have Johnny McEntee in the Office of Personnel, and you have Rick Grenell and Kash Patel coming in and cleaning house in the intelligence agencies. I think this is a very good sign. And remember, Q posted this back in January 22nd, Castle Clean. So I don't know if it was a predictor or a confirmation, but there has definitely been some castle cleaning in the White House going on, and it's continuing. I see a change in strategy and tactics regarding personnel. The president is done trying to work with the swamp. He's kicking the deep state sympathizers out. He is surrounding himself with a handful of loyal patriots, and he is going to war with them at his side. Now, on the board, after Brog the Frog posted the drop about Kash Patel, one of the Anons, one of the bakers, said, "Hey, we already noted that. We missed heaps of other stuff, but we got this." Q responded, "Primary purpose of referencing Twitter accounts. Together, you are invincible. Connected. United. Where we go one, we go all." Q. So the bakers and Anons do a lot of the heavy lifting when it comes to research and organizing the information. People on Twitter spread that information to the public. It takes both Anons on the board and people on Twitter to make this operation successful. This Anon responded to Q. They, mainstream media and politicians, "Fear and awake public. Each Q proof proves our strength too. Thank you, Q and Q Plus." Q responded to that, "You've come far, Anons, patriots. You are ready." Link to a YouTube video. "Prepare for the storm, Q." The YouTube link is to a trailer for the film White Squall. And that film contains a lot of themes that are relevant to the journey that we're on. Among them are developing maturity and bravery in the face of adversity and the need for us to come together and be united. And as a reminder, Q posted this back in November of 2017. "Look to Twitter, exactly this, my fellow Americans, the storm is upon us. God bless." We are looking for a post on Twitter that has these exact words in it as a signal that the storm has arrived. Now, moving along, since Q is talking about the storm and that we have been prepared and we're ready, I've been expecting that on the 21st, something is going to happen that involves the Great Awakening. Based on this post from February 12th, and the file name was GA2.21. I thought 221 was a date, and I thought something would happen that is related to the Great Awakening on that date. That was yesterday. Well, some interesting things did happen. Yesterday, Ivanka Trump posted this photo on Twitter. She's hanging out, having a little bit of a lunch. And in the background, there is a picture of a schooner at sea in a storm. Now, this is something that a lot of people would just look at and not think anything of it, wouldn't make a connection. However, it's on the 21st, and the night before, Q told us, prepare for the storm. Also on the 21st, Laura Trump retweeted the video, "The best is yet to come," by our friend Joe M, whose Twitter handle is Storm is Upon Us. All right, coincidence? Maybe a coincidence. Not to be outdone by members of his family, Eric Trump posted the insignia of the Treasury Department on his Instagram account. Kind of a random post. Does it have any particular meaning? Well, the year on the post is 1789. Well, why is it relevant? Well, if you go to Q post number 1789, it talks about Q going mainstream as part of the Great Awakening. Mainstream equals when you are now the news. Mainstream equals when a White House poll reporter asks about you. Mainstream equals when coordinated attacks against you continue to occur. And this is a repost of an old drop. You can count the people who have the full picture on two hands. Of those, less than 10 people, only three are non-military. Why is this relevant? Are those three non-military people the ones who were dropping subtle hints about Q yesterday? I don't know, but it is interesting to me. By the way, Eric Trump previously posted this on his Twitter account. It's one of the Trump golf courses, and the sun has a very interesting Q-looking shape to it. In addition to that, yesterday at the Las Vegas rally, they were allowing people inside to have Q shirts. And in the VIP section, this woman shows up here wearing a Q shirt. She's got a flag with a Q on it right behind the president. They have not actually allowed Q shirts at rallies for a long time because people have been calling in like bomb threats, and Secret Service wasn't allowing people to wear Q shirts because they didn't want Q to be falsely blamed for any kinds of violence. But yesterday, change of policy, and last night, I got retweeted by the president. This is an article from AP News that I posted about the San Diego Sheriff's Department becoming the first to announce that they're going to cooperate with ICE. They're going to share information about criminal illegal aliens with federal immigration officials, and they're going to ignore sanctuary laws. And the president retweeted me. So all of these interesting tweets from the Trump family, do they point to something that has to do with the Great Awakening? Maybe. The 21st did not bring the events that I expected it would, but it seems some things happened that are connected to the Great Awakening. I'm going to wait for Q to give us further confirmation. That gets us caught up to Q for today. Please keep me and Denise in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Love you all. Take care. I will catch you on the next broadcast.